You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
Are you a business or individual looking to support Catkins? They're actively requesting raffle baskets and items for their May 18th event at Goble South Fork Bar and Grill. If you would like to donate, you can reach out to them at catkinsmanager25@yahoo.com. Once again, Catkins Animal Rescue is seeking raffle baskets and items for their fundraiser. To donate, you can reach out to them at catkinsmanager25@yahoo.com. Saturday, May 10th, the USPS is doing a food drive. Leave non-perishable food items in your mailbox and your carrier will pick them up. These donations go to our local food pantries in Phillips or Park Falls, depending on your location of donation. Once again, Saturday, May 10th, bag healthy, non-perishable food items and place them by your mailbox and your letter carrier will pick them up and deliver them to food banks and pantries in your community. Legal experts are saying the arrest of a Milwaukee judge is extreme and unnecessary. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson with more.
Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan is accused of helping an undocumented man avoid arrest as ICE agents waited for him. She was walked out of her own courtroom in handcuffs. John Gross is a professor at UW-Madison's Law School. He says that seemed to him like a photo op for federal prosecutors.
Federal law enforcement is trying to send some kind of a message to let state officials know that they will try to aggressively prosecute anyone who can be viewed as interfering in any way with their agenda.
Ray DeLasto has practiced law in Milwaukee since 1977. He says the complaint against Judge Dugan contains misperceptions and factual inaccuracies. He says it's really common for lawyers and defendants to use side doors in courtrooms like Dugan's, especially because they're usually really busy with full dockets. He says going after a judge is what's really unusual.
This is highly atypical when you have offenses of this nature, particularly of someone who is not a flight risk, who is a known upstanding citizen and a lawyer and a judge. To do that, that's outrageous and totally unnecessary.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Wisconsin DNR is sharing tips on how to keep black bears away as the weather starts to warm up. They say that there are an estimated 24,000 black bears in the state who will be exiting their dens and searching for food in new territory. People should keep their garbage and pet food inside, remove bird feeders during active bear seasons, and properly clean and store grills. If a black bear does approach your property, you should try to scare it away with loud noises from a safe distance. Once again, if a black bear is approaching your property, do not confront it, and instead attempt to scare it away with loud noises, and keep pets, children, and family members away. The North Country Trail Association's Shawamigan chapter is excited to announce its 2025 hiking schedule, featuring 11 guided hikes along the stunning North Country National Scenic Trail right here in northern Wisconsin. All hikes are free and open to the public, and they welcome both seasoned hikers and curious newcomers alike. Hikes will begin at 9 a.m. unless otherwise noted, with rain dates scheduled for the following day at the same time. Participants are encouraged to RSVP to CHE@northcountrytrail.org to receive timely updates and weather-related changes. The next upcoming hike is Saturday, May 31st, and is 7.3 miles from Cornstead Road to Fire Road 188/Hanson Road West. Once again, the North Country Trail Association's Shawamigan chapter has announced their 2025 hiking schedule, and hikes will be beginning at 9 a.m. unless otherwise noted, and you are encouraged to RSVP to CHE@northcountrytrail.org to receive timely updates and any weather-related changes. School districts are reaching out to lawmakers about funding. Joanne Krulitz has more.
During a budget hearing Monday in Hayward, superintendents of small northern Wisconsin school districts asked the legislature's Joint Finance Committee to fix the state funding formula.
We're rich in lake property, but our children, our families are socially, economically disadvantaged. All right, the funding formula does not work for us.
If you could work on a school funding system that would fairly help all schools in all parts of the state, it would be greatly appreciated. I've lived in Door County, Grant County, Lafayette, Monroe, and I've seen the funding differences.
In districts like Birchwood, local families are being penalized for high property values that they themselves cannot afford.
Every time a district does not pass the referendum and the gaps get bigger and kids lose and communities lose, please do the moral thing and fund your public schools. Thank you.
They also asked to be reimbursed for 60% of the cost of teaching special education students. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It should be a packed house tonight when the Brewers host the Chicago Cubs at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. Game one of a three-game weekend series. Right-hander Ben Brown on the mound tonight for Chicago against the Brewers' Quinn Priester. Good news on the return of Brandon Woodruff, who pitched 5 2/3 innings for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, allowing just one run on three hits as he comes back from that shoulder surgery.
Feel pretty good. Each and every outing has been a little different in terms of the way the body feels, but feels great. Shoulder felt good. Now it's just more about, as I'm getting into these outings after a year and a half, I think this is my fourth one, it's all about getting the delivery in place and just trying to execute pitches.
NFL, the Packers beginning their three-day rookie minicamp today in Green Bay. In Madison, a loss for the Wisconsin Badgers women's volleyball team. Sophomore Lola Schumacher deciding to enter the transfer portal. She's one of their best players. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martin Scorsese has yet another new project in the pipeline. Scorsese is producing a feature-length documentary about Pope Francis's education project, which was founded by the Pope and was picking up steam right before he passed away. The Pope's final interview will also be part of the film and was shot exclusively for the project. The film is called Aldeus, A New Story. There's no release date just yet. Director Ryan Coogler wants to reboot The X-Files, and he's got a big backer. Not that he needs one. The director seems to have the Midas touch, as all his films are profitable, including Creed, The Black Panther, Black Panther Wakanda Forever, and now Sinners, which is a monster hit. Pun intended. He is talking about bringing the X-Files back and has an original cast member in Gillian Anderson excited about the idea. She is not committed yet, but is a big fan of Coogler and says she is open to it, which is basically a yes. Heist film fans, take note. Chris Hemsworth and Halle Berry star in the new film Crime 101, and the response has been good enough to land not just a theatrical release, but one in a primo holiday weekend slot. The film will open February 13th on the coveted President's Day Valentine's Day weekend, according to Amazon Prime and MGM Studios. The story follows a detective trying to stop a string of jewel heists. The film also stars Mark Ruffalo, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Barry Keoghan, and Nick Nolte. Love a good heist film. So what do you do after you've had a chart-topping lesbian country music hit? If you're Chappell Roan, you become an actress. TheWrap.com reports that the singer recently met with her idol, director John Waters. The two hit it off as Waters suggested the possibility. When Roan said, "I'm not an actress, I'm a singer," Waters replied, "Every singer is an actress." Roan's response, "If John Waters says I'm an actress, maybe I am. Maybe she is." You don't often hear of a big 41st anniversary celebration, but in the case of the film This Is Spinal Tap, it is very warranted. Why, might you ask, is the number 41 a big deal? Because a long-awaited sequel, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, will be released in September. With that in mind, it seems like the perfect time to re-release the original that tells the story of the loudest band in England embarking on a catastrophic American tour. This Is Spinal Tap is the brainchild of an incredibly talented foursome, which includes Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, Harry Shearer, and Rob Reiner. All four men wrote the script and are part of the cast. Reiner directs. Ditto for the sequel, as they reprise the same roles with Reiner at the helm again. The remastered original will be available July 7th in various theaters, and the sequel drops September 12th. The amps in the original went up to 11. We'll just have to find out if they are even louder in the sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers possible at times. Our high in the upper 40s with just a light northeasterly breeze. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the low 30s. The weekend's looking better. Saturday, sunshine 64 on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.